Coming up on episode number 613. Well, it's Thursday night, cover story night, and tonight we're going to focus our lenses on the music of Hank Williams, who was born Hiram King Williams in 1923. He died about 30 years later in 1953, but over those 30 years, he recorded such a rich tapestry of music that really focused on loneliness and heartbreak. And it seems like if you're a recording artist these days, you have to cover a Hank Williams song. You're going to hear some of those covers tonight, ranging everywhere from rock to country, and even some lost in translation a little bit later on. It's the Hank Williams cover story coming up right now on Coverville.
The times are tough now, just getting tougher. Whole world is rough, it's just getting rougher.
Greetings from Coverville for a Thursday night. It's September 24th, 2009. My name is Brian Ebbett. Welcome to another edition of The Cover Story on Coverville, where we take an artist and look at several different interpretations and covers of that song, of that artist's music. And tonight is a good one. A lot of people have been requesting this one on the forums, and I'm really happy to finally put together a Hank Williams cover. Cover story. Tonight, you're going to hear some great stuff from Graham Lindsay, The Replacements, Camper Van Beethoven, and of course, you knew I'd have to include The. But we're going to kick things off with Beck. Now, for a Hank Williams tribute in 2001 called Timeless, Beck recorded a version of that Hank Williams classic, Your Cheatin' Heart. He kept it fairly true to the original as far as the tempo and the style and the melancholy of the song. However, a lot of great instrumentation and a lot of great depth has been added to the song here in Beck's version. Check it out. Here's Beck with Your Cheatin' Heart.
The way Thank you.
Of Chan Marshall, Cat Power from her album Jukebox, which came out last year, her second covers album, first one, of course, being covers. Cat Power taking on Hank Williams and changing the gender of the song a little bit. Rambling Woman, of course, originally Rambling Man by Hank Williams. Great version there. And all three of those songs, it made such a perfect set because the songs seem to go so well with each other as far as the slow desperation and loneliness and just again the depth of those songs. Ramblin' Woman before that, I'm So Lonesome I Could Cry, with the honey smooth voice of Margot Timmons and the Cowboy Junkies. That comes from that 1988 album, The Trinity Session, which also has Blue Moon Revisited and Sweet Jane on there. Such great music on that one. Definitely, you know, if you're going to only pick up one Cowboy Junkies album, that's the one to pick up, although I wouldn't recommend you pick up just one Cowboy Junkies album. And then we start off the set with Beck from that timeless Hank Williams tribute from 2001 with Your Cheatin' Heart. Well, Coverville tonight is brought to you by Bluehost.com. $6.95. And what do you get for your $6.95 a month? A lot. More than you can possibly imagine. I don't know, because I can imagine quite a lot. For $6.95 a month, you get unlimited hosting space, unlimited file transfer for your website, as well as the registration of your domain. So, you know, you've got this idea for this website, or maybe a podcast, or maybe a video cast that you want to do. Well, all right, yeah, you could go over to Network Solutions, register the domain, or maybe go to GoDaddy and register the domain. And yeah, those places do offer hosting, or you could maybe go with 1&1 hosting or another hosting company or something like that. And then, you got to go over to WordPress.org and download the WordPress files and copy them up to your site. Or you can go to Bluehost, and for $6.95 a month, you get all that included. They will register your domain. They will host your domain. And they've got the tools to where you click a button and WordPress is, bam, instantly installed on your website. All of it done for you for just $6.95 a month. And you can't beat that. Plus, they are always there to help. They're just a phone call away. And they are attentive and quick. I mean, I've never sat on hold for more than a couple minutes. And do I get somebody in some far-off land that that doesn't understand my problem? No, I get somebody over here in Provo, Utah, I believe. I think they're in Provo. I know they're in Utah. But anyway, Bluehost.com. When you're ready to sign up, go to Coverville.com, click the link in the show notes or on the right side of the page, and that will take you to their site where you can sign up. Gives me a little bit of an affiliate payment, and I take that payment and apply it right to my drinking and gambling habits. So check them out at Bluehost.com. All right. Well, you knew this was coming. You know I'm a huge The The fan, and so any chance I have to play a cover from The The's fantastic Hank Williams tribute album called Hanky Panky, I'm going to take it. And I picked what I think is one of the best songs from the album. It's one of the lesser known Hank Williams songs. It's called My Heart Would Know. But what makes this really cool, both as a The The cover and as a Hank Williams original, is that it's written by Hank Williams, so it's kind of got that broken heart and that that lonesomeness feel to it. But The, who's usually known for, you know, Matt Johnson, who is the driving force behind The, is usually known for a lot darker material and minor keys, you know, all the time. However, this is one of the happiest songs you'll ever hear The perform. Here's My Heart Would Know by The from 1995's Hanky Panky. Tell my heart
Hold my hand, please understand.
You know, there are some times that I do this show that I'm so glad it's not a video podcast, because I'm up here air guitaring to that song, Hey Good Lookin', by The Replacements from the expanded version of their EP Stink, which was re-released last year. A lot of great additional tracks added to that thing. Very, very, very cool album to pick up. Hey Good Lookin' by The Replacements. Before that, Alone and Forsaken by The Mekons kind of had a... definitely had an 80s feel to it, almost like a Psychedelic Furs kind of feel to it. The Mekons from their 1985 album, The Edge of the World. Before that, Cold, Cold Heart, a song that Hank Williams originally did, and Norah Jones had a pretty big hit with it a few years ago. The recording there by Stiff Richards from their self-titled album from last year. And then we start off the set with The nice little punk set there, The from the album Hanky Panky from 1995 with their cover of My Heart Would Know. Well, one more set of music here, and we'll kick things off with a very uncharacteristic song by the group Camper Van Beethoven, and also, you know, the kind of splintered off into the group Cracker as well. You'll recognize the vocalist immediately. This is their cover of Six More Miles to the Graveyard, originally done by Hank Williams. Kind of a melancholy, sad song about... taking your loved one to your loved one's remains to the funeral, and somehow he manages to make it peppy and uppity. Here is Camper Van Beethoven with Six More Miles to the Graveyard.
Six more miles. My heart, it is so sore. Six more miles to the graveyard, and I'll be here alone once more. Six more miles to the graveyard, six more miles, long and sad. Six more miles to see my darling, she's best friend. Yeah.
ever had. In the great book of John, no warned of the day when he'd be laid beneath the cold clay. Then the angel of death will come from the sky to claim your poor soul when the time comes to die. When the angel of death comes down after you, can you smile and say that you're ready to meet the angel of death when the lights all grow dim and the dark shadows creep? And then your loved ones all gather to weep. Can you face them and say with your dying breath that you're ready to meet the angel of death? When the angel of death smile and say that you have been true, can you truthfully say with your dying breath that you're ready to meet the angel of death?
มะเขือเปาะกระเทาะหน้าแวนอภัยเรืออกแอนอาบน้ำท่าไหนอาบน้ำท่าวัดเอากระจกที่ไหนส่องพะเยี่ยมพะเยี่ยมมองมองนกคุณทองร้องโอ้พงพังเอ้ยสำเภาเขาล้อปูปลาตาบอเขาลอดพงพานกเอ้ยนกเอียงมาเลี้ยงควายเท่าพอควายกินข้าวนกเอียงว่าโตโอแมงมุมเอ้ยขยุ่มหลังคาแมวขโมยกินปลาหมากัดกระพุ้งก้น
มาเพื่อป่ะกระเทาะหน้า
Yes, because that's exactly what every Thai version of a Hank Williams cover needs. Alvin and the Chipmunks. That is Ti Makwea Pok, or Your Cheatin' Heart, ending the show much like we began the show with a cover of Your Cheatin' Heart. Of course, this one quite different from the Beck version that I played at the beginning. That comes from a great CD called Thai Beat A Go-Go Volume 2. There's, I think, three of these floating around here. I've got the first two. Fantastic resource for covers like this. Just amazing stuff. Thai Beat A Go-Go, and that is Peyrote with Your Cheatin' Heart. Before that, Graham Lindsay with his cover of The Angel of Death from his 2008 EP, The Mine. And we started things off with Six More Miles to the Graveyard by the boys in Camper Van Beethoven. And you'll find that on their 2004 collection, Camper Vantiquities. Well, as you can tell by that lovely music playing behind me, that is the end of tonight's show. If you want to email me, coverville@gmail.com is the email address. The phone number is 206-222-COVER, or you can visit coverville.com for everything else, whether it's checking out older shows, communicating with other cover fans in the show notes, the comments of the show notes, and in the forums, or just getting your fix of YouTube videos that I tend to link to every once in a while. It's all there at coverville.com. We'll be back next week with, I think, a supergroup edition of Coverville, maybe a Wizard of Oz tribute, something like that. Some music from Mary Trevor, from Peter, Paul, and Mary's, from covers, I should say, of Peter, Paul, and Mary. A lot of stuff to get to, and we'll get to all of that next week. Until then, though, this is Brian Ibbett saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by Cachefly, CacheFly.com.